Hey, it's Mike. It's McColgan here in Audio Boo. Fumbling to sort things in his pocket. Plural pockets. I'm just heading into Morrison's. The back entry, as it were, from the park. I'm going to pick up some Easter eggs my wife spotted were on offer in Morrison's this morning, and has asked me to come up and pick up some more, because she gives out loads of Easter eggs. She gives out a lot of the little Cadbury's cream eggs to the kiddies, and she gives out loads of the budget ones, if you like, the budget Easter eggs to family members and friends of hers, you know, just for their family. So they're cheap, and I believe she said that these are two for £1.50 or £1 each. So she asked me to get four at the moment. She got four this morning, but I've absolutely no doubt she'll want me to come back up. And she'll say, you could really have done with another four, maybe another eight. But I don't mind, because it gives me a walk out of the house. Not that I've been in the house much today. I've had loads of things going on, which I'll tell you about something else. So basically, I'm just about to enter Morrison's. Ooh, feel that wind. Right. So we are now in. And passing the salad bar, which always smells and looks gorgeous, you know. It's, the smell of that fresh salad stuff is excellent. I can't wait till the summer comes along, and all you want is a big plate of salad with a nice cold meat, or maybe a bit of pork pie or something, or quiche, a slice of quiche. The salad, that's lovely. I have to tell my wife that the big sake tatties is on offer again. £4 down to £2 for 12.5 kilograms of tatties in a big brown paper carrier with a handle. But they're unwashed, but right, what does that matter? Anyway, so what we're looking for, or rather I'm looking for, is the eggs. Now they'll definitely be in the sweetie department. Oh, found the eggs. Where's the two for 150. Here we are. Good show. I see that actually on the way past there, I've got Easter eggs either side of this aisle. Ferrero Rocher, £12 for the egg. It looks like a chocolate egg. Of course, gold, because it's Ferrero Rocher, and eight little ones. And Lindor is £11. And then there's Lindt Excellence and Lindt Gold Bunny, with two gold bunnies and a gold Easter egg. That's £11. There's actually some smart ones. Thornton's has got a hazelnut brownie one, which, although not my kind of chocolate, it does look classic, you know. And Thornton's Eaton Mess. God, that just looks luxuriously sicker. But these are the higher end ones, if you like, I guess. What always fascinates me about anything food wise or drink wise is if you look at the cost per kilogram or 100 grams or litre or whatever, that's the way I always balance things. So the Ferrero Rocher works out 4.37 per 100 grams, where the Lindor works out 3.42, and the Thornton's actually worked out at only 2.32 per 100 grams. I always advise my wife when she's looking at things to go for that, those figures at the bottom, mark what she's buying. It's the best balance if you can do it. Anyway, passing all the usuals like Kirby's Cream Egg, or Kirby's Rosie's Dairy Milk, Heroes, Marvellous Creations, Minstrels, and one that's shaped like a lion, because it's a lion bar then. Okay, so we're up at the cheapies. So I have to get four of these. They've got Cadbury Caramel, Smarties, Flake, Dairy Milk Buttons, Star Wars, Frozen. Frozen one's quite nice, it's two beautiful looking little anime girls with long locks. I think that's a kiddies film, isn't it, Frozen? I've never seen Frozen. I think Bernie Goldbach and Mia are big into Frozen, I believe. So I'm going to go for a Mars bar one, an M&M's. What else? Come on, tell me, what do you prefer? An eggs. So have another Smarties. Hello, Sid. How are you? Oh, God. Nice to meet you. Hi there. Excuse me now while I put these back down. I've just met an old friend of mine's, a work colleague, Sid.
You look as if you're working again.
Yeah, just about. I'm not quite, but let's put it. Well, 15 minutes later. Yeah, seriously, 15 minutes later, I said goodbye to Sid and his dear wife Margaret. Sid was, he was a storm in the department that I ran, in one of the jobs and stuff. But he was a really nice guy. I got on fantastic with him. Good bit older than me. I just turned, he's had a bit of a heart, not a heart transplant, but a heart procedure with a wee pacemaker, things like that. But we knocked about a lot of the old stuff again. It was really nice to see him. Isn't it nice when you meet someone that you really like, you know? There's other people, you bump into them and you drive, I'm not. But anyway, so that was good, so sorry for that. 1, 2, 3, back to where we were. Probably got that, and the chocolate buttons one, and that'll do me. £4 or £3. Oh dear lord. I do like Morrison's store. It's not humongous and it's a lovely, clean, fresh and well-run store, so quite like it. Only thing is, they don't always have a lot of checkouts on, so I'm trying to find one. You know, even the express checkouts, I've got a queue of about 10 people here. I'm just going to have to go to this one. Or that one. That's what I'll do. So, that's my errand for today. Easter egg is a gold. Thank the Lord. I did say that I liked Morrison's stores, but then again, these stores when they're busy like that, just so frustrating. To, I mean, I only had about £3 worth of stuff, and I still had to queue for ages to get it done. Yeah, to get served, to get it done, to get served. Most frustrating. But anyway, the deed is done. That's all that matters. Right, hoodie on to keep the wind out of the binoculars. And ready to hit the road home through the park. So thanks for listening, for following me on my extravaganza of a task. And the good thing that came out of it, or one of the good things that came out of it, is I met an old friend and had a good wee blether. That's nice. So cheer bye now.